Welcome to Muriel's Murders, but this is not a true crime episode, everyone. This is a Muriel's 41st birthday episode.
It's my birthday!
Happy birthday, baby. It is the morning of her birthday, April 7th, as we're recording this. Fresh back from the bagel shop. Boom. Bialy with bacon, egg, cheese, plus cream cheese, plus tomato.
Don't tell people my secrets.
I'm telling. We're spilling all the freaking bagel juice today or whatever it is.
You
know what I mean? I'm, girl. That's, see, okay. See, this is what we're talking about, people. Before Muriel's Murders, the two of us had a podcast where we just like lived life and reported back on it and sat around and talked, right? And
yeah.
And then we transitioned out of that into Muriel's Murders.
Yeah, that's true. But also, then, what was that first podcast called?
It was called Hell in Your 30s, but I don't want to talk about that. That's old news.
I know, so but then, now we're too old to do it.
So. We were going to retire it anyways. We don't need to rehash the past, Muriel. Just kidding. That's literally the only thing we do. If we're not talking about true crime and rehashing someone else's past, we're just cycling through the same past memories over and over ad nauseum. That's what people love about this show. So anyway, since we stopped doing the other podcast, we have kept the tradition alive on the Muriel's Murders Patreon and Spotify exclusive feeds. So once a month, we do an episode behind the paywall that's just us hanging out. But for this month, we're doing that also. But in addition to that, we're giving you guys a little taste of the Nick and Muriel life.
The dynamic.
You know what I mean? The dynamics, the mysteries.
Yeah, you know what? We got this.
All the bagel orders.
Yeah. You know, and we were talking about, we got this review a while back that was somebody who's like, mad that we put out episodes inconsistently. And what I was thinking is, this is consistent, right? Like doing, what was I said it in a cool way, but now I can't remember.
I don't think it was cool. I don't, I think I do remember what it was, but I'm just not going to say it because it wasn't cool. You
know? Yeah, it was pretty cool.
No.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Why are you being such a, it's my birthday. Because don't argue with
me. I know,
me.
Because I'm going to love you and give you lots of compliments and talk about how powerful you are, and you'll deny it then. So I have to talk trash now.
Nothing, but.
Know? What?
Nothing but not consistent. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Okay, speaking of Patreon and all that fun stuff, we want to thank the newest members who have signed up to support what we do. We got Danielle, Lasana, Ashley, Susie B, and Maria ML. Thank you so much for, you know, signing up, unlocking all those exclusive episodes. You guys are the best, supporting what we do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's lit over there, too. People be commenting on stuff, which is really fun. If you sign up, you get to hear my story about how Richard Lewis put me in a headlock.
Okay, great. As Muriel attempted to say, it is lit over there. You're just keeping the cool things running, man. Damn, this is a new you.
I'm 41, baby.
I caught Muriel dancing last night, and she was faded, smoking cigarettes.
Don't
dancing.
Tell me.
I'm telling everything. Are you kidding me?
I'm not a smoker. I just have a birthday. I was having a birthday cigarette.
A pack of cigarettes.
Stop. Why are you doing this to me?
Anyways, I caught her and she was basically acting like a recent divorcee whose kids had moved out of the house. Like the only two things she isn't, divorced and a mother.
I was kicking it. Well, Nick goes to bed and I was like, well, my favorite thing is like, Nick goes to bed, then I just do all the bad things while I clean the house. That's usually what I do.
It is amazing.
I was listening to Lauryn Hill.
You're like the really like irresponsible wild aunt who house sits, and you're just like, damn, why is the recycling bin full of wine bottles? But the house has never been cleaner. Look at this. You are the best roommate, except for when it comes to filling up ice trays.
Well, you know what?
You also
You're the best
door.
Roommate, except for how you only have to take out the garbage. You never take out the garbage. And I.
You're telling me the only thing I have to do is take out the garbage and I never take out the garbage? You literally have never taken out the garbage and I do all the things.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I have.
When have you ever
Look
taken
at that
out
lamp
the
right there.
Time?
I'm what trying about, to get you to take that outside.
That's garbage. I didn't know
broken.
That was garbage.
I told you it's broken.
I didn't
it's
hear
not
you
plugged in.
That.
It's in the corner. That's
well,
why
I thought you put it over
there.
That's
why I put all the recycling
reason.
When you haven't taken out the recycling in like 3 weeks.
That's literally.
I pile it over in the corner.
Just because I just because I go to bed and I wake up and the recycling is full of seltzer cans and wine bottles.
Don't you ever.
Don't, it doesn't mean I don't take out the recycling.
Anyway.
Okay. I didn't realize the lamp was broken. I was wondering why it's over there. I was like, why did you put it over there?
There was like a huge cardboard box filled with Amazon junk on the weight bench for like days.
And okay. That was true.
You said something and I said, why aren't you taking out the box?
That's
like,
true.
That's garbage.
Yeah, no, you're right. There was a thought. I did have a momentary week-long thing where I was like, those boxes are really going to be, those aren't garbage, you know? Those are important for some reason.
Yeah.
You know? And okay, fine. Birthday girl, there's your gift.
Thank you. Take out the lamp.
I will throw that lamp out. I'll throw it out the window. I don't care about that lamp.
All right, continue. I'll break more it things. In half. You said you had compliments for me. So far, this is just a birthday roast.
Well, I know, but. But it's going to be all heartfelt and like poignant later.
20 minutes in.
Speaking of 20 minutes in, we all also are going. Ooh, that's my alarm. I have to get ready for work. We also are going to give you guys a little sneak preview at the end of this little birthday segment. Muriel and I were recent guests on a yet to be released upcoming podcast. It was amazing. So we're gonna give you that. It's called We're Talking Dreamy, but that's gonna be a surprise for the end of the. So stick around for that.
Yeah,
because it was a really good interview. Yeah, I was kind of thrilled with it. Actually, it was really cool. So that's included. Okay, that's it. Muriel, happy birthday. How are you feeling?
I am feeling great.
You were gonna maybe walk 20 miles today, but now you're deciding against it.
Well, you know, it's my birthday today. I don't know if you knew about. Mm-hmm. It's my birthday. And it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about, should I do something like really commemorative, right? Because like my mom and I are training for this Coast to Coast England walk. My mom and I are going to, in May, semi-walk across England. We're going to start at one coast, walk through the Lakes District, and then take a taxi to the other coast and walk through the moors.
It's so funny that walk would take like 7 days or something. Like, now we're going to take a taxi. Like, it's such like a, it's like, we'll just lift there.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a funny like juxtaposition of something that's so difficult with like the most casual, easy car experience.
Yeah, right. It's just like an hour and a half drive. It's very funny.
Yeah, you're not even like taking a bus or a train. Like, oh, we'll just catch a cab. Just hail
well, it's
one.
Out in the middle of nowhere. So there's no public transportation that's like direct, so we're gonna do this crazy thing. So my mom and I have been training to walk every day, which has been hilarious because we planned this trip. My mom's a biker, like a not a motorcycle but like a cyclist.
What if she becomes a? I feel like she could join a motorcycle.
If
crew.
She is not allowed to,
no,
do
it'd
that.
Have to be one of the three-wheeled ones.
Yeah, she's not.
And we'd have to make it so it doesn't go above like 25 miles an hour. But I feel like she would really get into that. Sorry,
we're saying that because my mom is notorious for crashing.
No, she
so
breaks.
Don't
she breaks more bones than anyone I've ever known in my entire life.
I don't think she listens to this podcast.
No,
very
I don't
often.
Think she does either.
No, but. So she probably will never know that I'm teasing her, but she's hilarious. She's just will fall down. And to the point where my grandma, when she found out we were doing this trip, she goes, well, your mom needs to get walking poles. She was like, you know, make sure she gets walking poles so she doesn't fall down. She was like, get insurance. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So we're doing this thing. Anyway, we've been training, and my mom's a cyclist, and so she's done these long cycling trips.
Yeah, like up and down the West Coast and really impressive things.
Yeah, and like hundreds of miles. And I think in her mind, she looked at this, you know, ambitious walking schedule, and she was like, 20 miles? I can do 20 miles in my sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's biked hundreds of miles.
Right.
And I was saying, you know, my mom and I have this great dynamic.
it is great.
We're like a little good cop, bad cop to my mother, if that makes sense.
You guys are both.
She's her own good cop, and I'm always the bad cop. I'm working on that. I'm in therapy. I got this, you know. But we just have these, like.
That's funny. That's such a hilarious, like, narcissistic way to look at it.
No,
we're good cop, bad cop. You good cop yourself, and I just, like. ask you not to hurt yourself again.
No, no, it's not like that. But it is like that in a way. So I, so she says, she's like, yeah, we can walk 20 miles. And I was like, wow, that seems like, I feel like that's a lot. She's like, no, it's not a lot. Think about it. Like, she just had this whole explanation. And I was like, you know, yeah, I just decided to super just be open and say, mm-hmm. maybe you're right. Like, sure, I'm fine with that. You want to, I trust you, like, whatever. I'm not going to argue about it. I've never done it.
Yeah.
And then now that we're actually training, like, we've put together this whole schedule.
Right.
And booked all the hotels and booked everything we needed to do based on the fact that we're going to be walking about 18 miles a day every day for 8 days. And now that we're actually training and like getting closer, we're just dead. It's so hard. Like, I did 2 back-to-back 10-mile days and I was just like, oh my God, I can't walk. And then my mom did her first 19 miler yesterday.
Yeah.
And she, because we've also like had this huge debate, because I think she put on, she has like one of those like Strava like fitness trackers. It's like super fancy.
Okay.
And then she went out and she called me and she says, yep, I just came back from 18 miles. And she sent me her stats and it said she was walking 14 minute miles, which if you're familiar, that's a really fast mile. That's like you're 6'5", you're hoofing it.
Yeah.
You're like striding through the thing, you know? And I was like, damn, mom, that's fast. And I was like, it says here your fastest mile was 5 minutes. And she's like, well, I didn't go that fast, but I was walking pretty fast. And I was like, okay. And there might be something wrong with your fitness tracker. And then she's like, well, what you really need to do is get a Strava. Like, all right. So we dropped that.
Drop that. So we never spoke on it again. I purposely changed the subject and never returned.
No, I just said, okay, cool. Maybe she's walking really fast. I just said, okay, cool. Well, you know, for the record, like, I am also taller and I do walk fast and I'm clocking like 19, 20 minute miles when I go for these long distance walks. So I was like, well, you're a lot faster than me. I think we should just plan on it being, you know, based on my time.
You're going to have to wait for me. I'm the slowpoke.
And I'm fine with that. Uh-huh. And then she called me yesterday and she was going to go on another long one. But this time it took her 3 hours longer than it took her last time. And she called me at like, or texted me at like 7 o'clock at night. And she texted me, I'm sitting on a stone wall trying to find the energy to continue on. I'm 1 mile away from the house.
1 mile, she couldn't do it.
No, she did. She did.
No, of course she did.
But I mean, it was just so funny because the first time she was like, I did 18 miles in 5 hours and I feel great. And I was just like, I don't know if you did that. And then this time she was like, did the same thing.
She's like, I definitely didn't do it.
It was dark outside.
Yeah. No, it takes all day to walk that far. Literally all day.
Well, I've been doing the map. So I was like, I don't think you need a Strava. Like, you just go, okay, I'm going to walk, you know, 5 miles away and it, you know, 6 miles away and it takes
turn around
about
and come back. Yeah.
2 hours, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you met me at work and I was like, I personally just thought if I'm walking that far,
yeah,
I don't want to show up and like talk to coworkers because I'd be like sweaty and disheveled.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, there's a cafe across the street if you want to wait there instead of coming in. And then you just showed up and you just looked fresh as a daisy. You just looked like you had just gotten out of a lift. You looked amazing. Your hair was perfect.
Yeah. Well,
and that's a long walk. And I'm just saying, like, I know that it's not going to be, it wasn't 18 miles. It's like, what is it, 5 or 6 or something?
Yeah, but it was like 6 miles.
But I think a month ago, if you had walked 6 miles, you would have shut up pretty busted.
Pissed.
You were like, I just meditated. And you took a beat. He was like, actually, no, I think I just ruminated. You were just like, thinking of all the horrible things.
I was like mad about a couple of things. That's exactly. I was like, yeah, I was really meditative. Or maybe, yeah, ruminating.
Sorry. I was just actually plotting the demise of my enemies and thinking about all the ways in which I am right and they are wrong.
No, I was just, you know, I was just having some thoughts. It's getting close to my birthday, and so like it brings up stuff, and I was just having some thoughts.
Well, it's been kind of a rough year too, and this is where I start to talk about how admirable you are and how much I love you. It's been a rough year. The months leading up to your 40th birthday last year were horrible.
Yeah.
And then some of the saddest, hardest things we've been through happened, and this year, it's just been a year basically, and you've just been taking such good care of yourself physically, your mental health, you're just wanting to try new things. You just were like, this is a really difficult thing. I'm very sad. This is really deeply upsetting, troubling stuff. And I'm just not going to be suffering, you know, or I'm at least going to try to fight the suffer. You know, and you've just done such a good job. Proud of you. You just got to sign up for Pilates. You're walking 10 miles a day, multiple days in a row. You might go walking. Muriel's like, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I might go for a 20-mile walk just on my 41st birthday, do the 20. You're just like, or I might just eat lunch and go watch a movie.
I'm trying to follow my bliss today. You know, because like part of, you know, I think a lot.
Either a fried chicken sandwich or some physical exertion.
No, I was thinking I was going to like go and like really judiciously choose some very fancy treats. That's what I wanted.
Like what? What are you thinking?
I'm not sure. Treats? I kind of like want to window shop and go down to the Grove and like mm-hmm. pick some stuff out that I normally don't get.
Like what though? Like what do we usually don't get that's sort of on the, or you just don't know?
I just don't know. I just want to look and see if there's anything new or good, you know, and then I might get something. I was thinking about making a cake. I haven't done that in forever.
You make yourself a birthday cake?
I was going to make myself a coffee cake for my birthday because I love coffee cake.
You're like, you're just the most hilarious. You're like the perfect balance of like irresponsible and also totally lovely. You know, that's amazing. That's the equivalent of like smoking cigarettes while you clean the house.
yeah, it's very I don't know, I just kind of want to enjoy myself, and I think it's there's something about that has been like last year I had this, you know, 40 is like that's a birthday, and yeah. I had some philosophically like good sort of realizations mm-hmm. or like revelations, right? But then like in your rat brain, you know, I definitely had some pockets of darkness, and you're halfway through your life, maybe a little less, knock on wood, right? But it's like that's middle age basically.
Yeah.
And you know, I had this moment, if you've listened to our Patreon or whatever, I've like I had this moment where I was like, you know, I've said this on the podcast maybe before, but like every moment that was significant to me as an adult, mm-hmm. right, was probably between 20 and 40, yeah. You know, maybe I could even go back as far as say like 17 is when I was like making some big choices, and then maybe early college. So maybe like,
yeah, but you hooked up with me when you're like 23, and let's face it, you weren't really playing in the big leagues until then. You know? So I'm going to say 23.
So about 20 years, right? Of all of that stuff, I get to do that, knock on wood, I get to do it all again, but with the benefit of hindsight. And yeah. It's like, there's something really exciting about that.
Right.
Like how much of a gift it is to be like, you can hit a certain milestone birthday and be like, oh man, you know, did I do what I wanted to do with my life? Mm-hmm. You know, is like, what did I end up doing? And then you think, for me, I just had this moment of like, oh, I can do anything. It's kind of like, I don't think I had that feeling in my 20s and early 30s. Like, it's like, you don't feel like there's an end. I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, you don't feel like there's an end, but actually seeing the end is really helpful in motivating you to just like cut out stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And I think this year, I was like, I just want to be happy, but I that's it. I want to be happy and I want to take care of myself and all the nagging things that I haven't been taking care of and like letting fall to the wayside and all these things that like I've been doing not for myself, like not taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. It's like I just started doing it this year.
Yeah.
And that was my goal after my 40th birthday, was just to start, you know, living like living in a different way.
Yeah, because it's been a wild ride. Like, we've had so much fun, and of course you just feel like, oh, there's all these regrets and we didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish.
But that's not actually true.
It's not, well, right, I mean, that's you know, the great grand exercise is when you start saying things like that, being like, well, what are you really believing? And is that actually true?
Yeah.
And generally the answer is no, right?
No. Like, yeah.
But my point is, of course, there's going to be some negative kind of thinking about your past, whatever. But man, we've done so much great stuff. It's been so fun. And we have so much of that left.
Yeah. It's just really cool. And that's like kind of why I was thinking today. I've been trying to take out, I don't know, like obligation out of my life mm-hmm. or like sort of like
responsibility.
No, like the stuff you're supposed to do. It's just yeah. like, what do you want to do versus yeah. what you're supposed to do? And like really getting back in touch with like, what you want. That's something that's hard for me to answer sometimes. Like, I don't really know mm-hmm. what I want. And so I've been trying to be more attuned to that and less attuned of like, okay, it's your birthday. You're doing this thing. You should do this. And then I think about like, yeah, I should do this, but I don't really want to do it.
And man, that is a lesson that I just feel like keeps being learned as life goes on. Because I remember when we first got together, I thought I had come to this huge, nuanced, mature realization about, you know, not doing things I didn't want to do, like social obligations and just all that stuff. And I was like, no, I've got a handle on this. Like, I don't even think I knew what the word boundaries meant at the time, or I didn't have like any good language about it, but it just felt like this big, profound like change. And it really benefited my life. And then every 5 years, you just have to, it's like spring cleaning or something.
Yeah.
You just go through and just get out all the stuff that you didn't even realize you hated.
Yeah. There's just like, it's really easy to just get in a rut and continue to do things that are outdated for your wants.
Which is why I've been so impressed with you this year. It's been such a short period of time. And if you had been really depressed and unhappy and harming yourself in some, you know, not in any kind of tragic way, but just like going like negative in different ways, you'd be completely in your, all your rights as a human. Like that would be a, you know what I'm saying? Like everyone gets an era, a year, a whatever.
Well, yeah,
to not like rise above it all or whatever the thing is, but you just did it. You just did it. And I think in a certain way, it was kind of like a rock bottom. And that's like what rock bottoms are, is like, okay, now it's sort of like drastic changes are mandatory, as opposed to like a comfy little, you know, concrete bottom or something where it's like flat and you can just kind of lay there instead of like jaggedy. And you're just like, ah, I broke all the, you know, ribs in my body or something. You get the metaphor, right?
What are you
right?
talking about?
The differences, the different nuances to types of rock bottoms.
Okay. Well, I think it was a really, there was a hard period of time and then, yeah, I appreciate what you're saying. I think it was well within my rights to just sort of like, you know, retreat into my shell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, to a certain extent, I still did that. But,
it but is, you just made it a really happy shell.
Yeah.
You like painted the walls. You made sure you had a view. You kept this hot dude around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's been a really good year. This year has been
which is an amazing thing to say.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we're doing all this cool stuff. Like we're traveling a bunch and like doing this awesome podcast, which has been so wonderful. Yeah. And then like we're doing Pilates now, which is really funny, you guys.
Oh my God.
It's very, so it's like my new it's like reformer Pilates. So you do it on these crazy machines that are like these torture machines. It's like there's a sliding thing.
Imagine like a Willy Wonka-esque machine or a torture machine minus any like creativity.
Yeah, it's just like a wooden board and then it has all these straps and you're pulling things. It's all like resistance weight training
and whatever.
Yeah. And you know, Nick and I, it's LA, right? So most of the people in this class, not all, but most are, it's basically like half incredibly fit, model-esque, beautiful women and half more like us. And
well, except for there's only one other dude.
There's no only whatever, and you have a good attitude about that.
Buy height in the back and don't make eye contact.
But everybody looks at you because you have your long Jesus hair.
I don't know if they're looking at me because I'm not looking at them. I am keeping everything to myself.
I know. You don't want anybody to see you.
Nope. I'm keeping it high and tight.
My goodness. Well, it's very funny because Nick and I can't. My favorite thing is that we've decided we're going to be in the back of the class. And we generally pick machines that are across from each other. And to get on and off these machines, you're on these like sliding planks. You know, you have to have some core strength.
No, you don't. You can just flop over and roll and go, ugh.
Nick and I have to roll off these machines to change positions. Everyone else is like leaping off like a gazelle. And Nick and I are just like rolling over. But the dumbest thing is like as we're like struggling to sit up, yeah, then we lock in and make eye contact. And so most of the time I can see Nick sort of like sinking his chin into his neck trying to get up, and then right above his head I see myself doing the same thing in the mirror.
Yeah, I think that's like horrifying. The real point of Pilates is to get good at getting on and off the machine so that when you do go back to the beach and you're like spread out on a beach chair,
yeah,
you also don't act like that when you're getting up and down from the at the pool side.
Yeah, like I feel great, you know, these days I feel really, really good. But I will say, since the last couple of years, getting up and down things is like a vocal exercise, and I'm not loving it.
Like, Muriel just is always like, why are you grunting? I'm like, I'm old now. What are you talking about? I know. Or I'll just like do a deep inhale, exhale, and she'll be like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm just doing that now.
Yeah. Well, I am not the king of getting off and on low, like chairs and the floor and these things. I'm not the best. I kind of like on the Pilates machine, I'm like on these techniques where I like roll my body out like a log, and then I sort of like scoop my, slowly slide my butt off the front of the Pilates machine. I know.
I wonder what would happen if we showed up to class like eating breakfast sandwiches. And just like finished eating breakfast, like when the class started, we're just like taking our last bites and there's like crumbs on our chest.
Well, I feel like that would be gross, but I don't
know. It'd be pretty funny.
You think that would be funny?
I mean, I'm not going to do it. I just wonder what would happen. Here's why I ask, because I know that.
Dying to know.
I know that people go to the beach and want to look hot, but the only times that I really have fun at the beach is when I'm not around anyone I know except for maybe you and my parents in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I'm just eating sandwiches and I have crumbs in my chest hair and I'm like totally faded and probably hopefully tan, maybe sunburned. You know what I mean? It was just like, I never have good, like I only have fun when I'm at my absolute least attractive when there's any kind of water thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, so you're thinking like, okay, do people, you want to have fun and you don't want to feel like you need to be attractive at the gym?
Well, I'm definitely not attractive. I'm just imagining acting the way I act at a beach. Because I think a lot of people go to the gym and they work out, and the ones that are in great shape do it all the time, and that becomes their social life, right? So like, they want to look cute when they go to the gym or go hiking up on Runyon or wear nice clothes or make sure that they're showing off their six pack or whatever, because that's what they do with their time, right? So that's
I
like,
feel like your theory has like a lot of holes in it. But I'm feeling you. I don't know if it's a one-to-one.
Listen to what I'm saying, because I'm right. If you work out all the time, that is where your time goes, right? That's why people look so good at the gym. I'm not saying they're in good shape. I'm saying they're like show up looking good, right? And when you go to Runyon, why is it crazy to go to Runyon? Because everyone's looking good for each other, right? But why wouldn't they? That's their fun social thing, right? Because you see those people at the clubs, and trust me, they're not having fun at the clubs. Or I'm the bartender. They show up. They're much happier at the gym than they are on a date ordering margaritas. That's, I can promise you that, right? So my point is like, what if I were just to take my fun energy and bring that into the gym?
I mean, I would love like, that.
Remember those croissant sandwiches in Puerto Vallarta?
yeah,
how good they were. The donuts you can get on the beach, the fish on a stick. Just show up to that with plums.
No, that just show up with a good attitude. Don't be a psychopath hiding in the corner. How about that?
Avoiding eye contact. Start that.
There's a huge spectrum of how you can enjoy yourself at the stupid gym.
Say hi to people.
Just have a better attitude.
All right.
You're gonna eat a sandwich.
Okay, fine. I'll give it a try.
Like, what are you talking about?
Just show
about?
With my breakfast pasta. Slurping spaghetti.
None of that made sense.
Okay. We have to wrap this up because I gotta go. Okay, so you don't know what you're gonna do today.
I'm following my
bliss, and this is gonna be a Sunday thing, a Monday thing, and a Tuesday thing.
Yeah, and I started on Thursday. I took a birthday week. Yeah. I've never mm-hmm. done that, and I didn't have a party. Mm-hmm. And I think I just.
It's been years since we had a party, or you had a party, or yeah. Parties.
I mean, we had COVID and stuff, and then we were out of town, and you know, it makes sense. But I just didn't feel like it, so yeah. I didn't do it. But I am. Last year, I was just like in a terrible. On the day of my birthday, I was not a. I was not an easy person to be around. So I appreciate you for sticking around.
No, of course. I mean, that was rough.
Yeah. But also, you know, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. But now I
feel. Oh my God. Remember we were smoking cigarettes on your balcony, on your mom's balcony.
Oh yeah. You drank the cigarette
water. I drank the cigarette water. That was so
disturbing. That was the only thing that made me laugh all day.
That was.
You were so sad.
I just like had some delicious stout or some amazing beer, and I just reached down, picked it up, took a big old sip, and it was the water filled with cigarette butts and ashes from like just a week of sad cigarette smoking.
That was really funny.
Don't smoke, kids. Not cool.
And also, for anyone worried, this is only like a once a year thing. And then sometimes when we go to Europe.
And when we went to New Orleans.
Yeah, but don't, it's not like a.
I told my doctor I smoke one pack of cigarettes a year. And he goes, like on vacation.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, well, would you consider cutting that down? I said, no. I've been smoking one pack of cigarette, you know, a year for years now since we went to Sicily.
Yeah.
And I think I'm good. I don't think I'm going to, I was like, cause if I try to smoke two cigarettes in one day, I like cough up a lung. I feel dead. You know,
yeah,
like I
right.
can't smoke more.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
I'm already.
I think people have that experience with alcohol where they like alcohol, but they're like, oh yeah, I could never drink more than like two drinks every 6 months or something. You know, and I'm just like, how? But I do that with cigarettes. I think a lot of people hear what I'm saying about cigarettes and just be like, that seems impossible to me.
Yeah. Well, you know? It's a terrible habit. What was I saying before we started talking about this?
I don't know what you're doing. Following your bliss several days in a row.
Oh
you're
yeah.
Gonna
I,
go for
I
a walk. You're going to go see a movie.
Yeah. I took a week and. Mm-hmm. And every day I've just been kind of deciding, like yesterday, I took a 3-hour nap with my cat.
I was so jealous.
I just was like, you know what? I was going to go do something. Mm-hmm. And then.
What were you going to do?
I was going to go get taco stuff and like, you know, do stuff. Mm-hmm. I was going to walk around and maybe get some groceries. And then I just laid down and I was like, I just want to be lying here. Mm-hmm. And then the cat sat on my chest and I was like, all right. I just fell asleep. Woke up 3 hours later. I was like, this is the best day of my life. I normally just don't do things like yeah. that, you know? So I've been just following my bliss, which means mostly just being very lazy. Like incredibly yeah. lazy.
Yeah. With some delicious snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really great.
Well, you're really fun and I love you very much.
Okay.
Happy
well, thank
birthday.
You.
You're amazing. I'm so impressed with you. Oh. You just had the coolest, most self-reflective, badass year.
Thanks.
And you really took care of yourself. Really came up hard. I tried to say that, but I burped in the middle.
I know. Well, Nick did scarf a bowl of breakfast pasta the fastest I've ever seen anyone. It was amazing. It's like Beauty and the Beast when the beast tries to eat the porridge, the spoon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's just for if anyone's curious, it's that red lentil pasta from Trader Joe's, and it's just lentils in pasta form, and then I have different sauce options that I like to put on it. Do 3/4 cups of it.
All right, we're not doing this.
Oh, it makes me feel so good.
You're just going to turn into another Pilates dietary.
I have some theories about it.
I couldn't have done it without you. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being my partner.
My absolute pleasure. You're so welcome, my beautiful wife.
And thank you to everybody for still listening.
Yeah.
Now, really,
okay,
keep listening because
yeah.
There's a special interview coming your way.
It's coming right now. Definitely stick around for this. I think you guys are in for a real treat. We were totally thrilled to do it. Here we go.
So sweet, so tough, someone to trust.
Hey everybody, it's me, Eleanor, and we're doing another episode of We're Talking Dreamy. Today I will be interviewing my dad's cousin, Nick, and his wife, Muriel. Okay. So, what's it like being married?
It's fun.
It's pretty fun. It's kind of great.
It's so cool because what's cool about being married is that you know that the way that you can be most fully yourself is by loving and living your life with a different person.
Yeah. Plus, you get to hang out with somebody you like all the time and tease them. Like when I tell Nick to take a chill pill sometimes. Like, he doesn't like that a lot, but sometimes he needs to hear it.
Yeah, it's really fun to be married.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time where you, like, almost broke up?
Ooh. Drama. Well, when we were first dating, we didn't know how serious we were going to be, and we didn't know what the future looked like. And there was a moment where we were living in Chicago, and it was unclear if I wanted to move to Los Angeles and if Muriel wanted to maybe move to New York, and we weren't sure where we wanted to live and sort of the direction of our life. So we had to question whether or not staying together was our top priority, or if we wanted to go different paths. And that was the closest we've ever been to breaking up.
Yeah, but it was probably, you know, that probably took like 2 weeks. It wasn't very long for us to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't very scary.
Yeah, it wasn't very scary. We didn't get in any fights.
No.
We were really nice to each other, and we kind of talked about all the feelings, and some of them were sad, but then we realized we really wanted to stay together.
Yeah.
Did your parents think that you guys were nice?
Yes.
My parents love Muriel.
My parents love Nick. And you know, because Nick and I met like, what, now 23 years ago?
Okay, no, that's just a lot.
That's a lot. It's not really close.
So we were like basically like high school kids. So before we were together, we were just young friends. And I would go over to her house. I knew her parents. She would come over to my house. My parents knew her.
Yeah, we were friends.
When we finally got together, I told my dad first. And my dad went to my mom and he said, "Guess what? Nick has a girlfriend." My mom goes, "I hope it's Muriel."
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. My parents loved Nick a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope that's how my parents are going to think about my boyfriend or my husband.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, your parents are really, really cool.
They are.
You are too. And I'm sure whoever you start to have feelings for will also be a really cool, good person.
Yeah.
And if they're a really cool, good person, I'm sure your parents will also really, really appreciate them.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be somebody rich.
Yeah, girl.
They'll buy me everything that I want.
Well, I've never been able to buy anything from Mary.
Yes, you did. Nick buys me all kinds of stuff. He buys me burritos.
I bought her cookies the other day.
Yeah, he bought me I bought Nick some hairspray for his hair because it's so fluffy. What would you want your boyfriend to buy you?
Cool stuff.
Cool stuff? Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Hairspray? Maybe you already have.
Maybe cooler than hairspray.
I already have some hairspray. Especially made for lice, since I have lice.
Oh my god!
You have lice? Dang, yeah. Girl.
Girl, wow. That's a rite of passage. I had lice when I was a little kid. How'd you get that?
I don't know. All of my other friends had lice before.
All the cool kids are doing it, Muriel. Yeah. Dang.
Maybe let's not talk about life anymore and get back to the romantic business.
Okay, we are talking dreaming.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, when did you like find out that you guys really clicked?
Ooh.
It was after college. So we went to high school, we were friends, and then we went to college, and we came back, and we realized that we were the coolest people. Like, out of all our friends, we were hanging out with everybody. I was like, I don't know. We grew apart, like, with our friends from high school. At least I felt that way a little bit. Mm-hmm. That I was hanging out with Nick, and I was like, oh man, this guy's so cool. Like, he's so great. We would see, like, jazz shows together. We'd go see music.
And we were just friends. So I think also what helped was, like, in high school, I had a crush on Muriel, and I thought we were going to hook up in high school, but then she went with a different guy instead of me.
Yeah.
And that ended up being a big blessing. And then when we were just friends is when we connected more. Like, we got to know each other better when the idea of having a crush on her had kind of disappeared.
Yeah. Well, then, he got way cooler, too, because in high school, he was like, in high school, he was cool, okay, but he didn't know how to talk to girls. And then when he got a little older, he knew how to like talk to girls like they're human, you know, like human people. He was like, well, like, hey, okay, you know, yeah, we're friends.
We connected really good. So it was after we got to know each other better as friends. But one time, right before we got together, we were playing cards, and Muriel was beating me so bad.
We
were playing speed, and she kept beating me, and she kept talking trash to me. And I was like, I don't even like Muriel anymore. She's not even cool, because I was so mad that she
kept beating me. I said, you're too slow. You're slow, Joe. Like that.
And then,
he hated that.
And then the next week, I'd already decided Muriel's not even that cool. I'm not even friends with her anymore. And then she said, you know, Nick, I think I kind of like you. And I was like, I like you too. Let's go out.
To be honest, I hate boys. I have about 2 crushes.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
What are the? I won't ask you what their names are, but what makes you have a crush on a boy?
I don't know. They're just cute, all right?
They are. They're so cute. No, they're really.
That
cute.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick used to have he's got this amazing beard right now, but without the beard he has 2 dimples like this.
Oh,
perfect. Like, well, if you shaved him off, he has like 2 dimples and 1 here. He looks like a cupid or like an angel. Do you have any more questions for us?
Let me just think up some more questions.
Okay. You're so sneaky. Are you going to tell everybody that you lost your tooth too? That was pretty cool. At dinner.
Oh yeah, your podcast listeners want to know. You just lost a tooth today.
Maybe, but it is pretty gross. G-R-O-S-S. You know when I was saying that I hate boys?
Yeah.
In my class, there was this thing where all the girls would do the boy touch, and then all the boys would do the girl touch. So the boy touch is when a boy touches a girl.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the boy touch. So they have to give it to another girl. But if that girl has her fingers crossed, she can't get it.
Oh, it's like the fart touch.
What?
We used to call that the fart touch.
And then we have the same thing, but it's called the cheese touch, where you have, where if you touch cheese for 5 seconds after it's touched the ground, then you have the
cheese touch. Cheese touch, nice. Yeah, we used to play that with farting.
I have never heard of
it. You never heard of the fart touch?
No.
That was a big deal. I have never, yeah.
Or the cheese touch.
Yeah, no, I was pure fart touch.
What happens with the fart touch?
You got the fart touch.
Does that mean?
I got fingers crossed.
Oh no! You got the fart touch.
Oh no! No! No!
You got the fart touch. So, with the girl touch, it's basically the opposite, except a girl has to give the girl touch to a boy. But if a girl has the boy touch, then they can't give it back to a boy because the boy already has the boy touch.
Oh, boy.
And then a boy can't give the girl touch because the girl always has the girl touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. What's the point? Like, just to touch, just to scare people?
Disgusting boys.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is disgusting. No offense, Nick, but boys are disgusting.
Hey, Eleanor. You got the boy touch? Ah! It's okay. You just have to give it to Claire.
Force field!
Oh, okay. Too late. You already have it. It's in there.
No, but if you do the force field, then it's gone. And then somebody can't give it back to somebody because they have a force field. Okay. The force field wards off evil forces.
Oh, yeah. Well, boy touches are definitely evil forces.
You have fart
trap. Oh,
force field.
Force field.
Cheese touch. Girl touch.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you're full.
Yeah, I'm poison, man. Yeah,
you're full of farts and cheese.
Oh yeah, farts and cheese. Oh, and beautiful and nice girls.
Yeah, rainbows.
I always like girls. I never hated girls. I always thought they were cute.
Yeah.
I always liked them. Thought they were cool.
Nick is in love with every girl.
I was always in love with girls when I was really little.
How many girls have you kissed?
Oh. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe it's because you've kissed too many.
200. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably 200, 250.
But seriously, how many do you think?
I don't know. Well, I kissed. I remember kissing in elementary school, and I remember kissing in middle school.
Scandalous.
And I remember kissing in high school.
So maybe like three girls.
Five girls. Probably more than that. I don't know. I don't remember.
What grade were you in when you kissed? Elementary school.
I think I got my first kiss when I was in fourth grade.
Oh, that's kind of young, dude. You're only nine or ten.
The reason I kissed a girl is because there's this girl and her and I didn't even like each other, but these other girls made us kiss. They said, "You go kiss her, go kiss. So that's how I got my first kiss.
Yeah.
But then my first real kiss, where it was really like serious, wasn't until middle school, but she was in high school. She was older than me.
Inappropriate.
Oh, your ass probably.
Way too old for you, dude.
Take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill. As my sister said, take a chill pill.
Okay, I got the fart touch, the girl touch, the cheese touch, and the chill pill.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Chill
film. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I think I had my first kiss in sixth grade.
I've never kissed anybody.
But you're only in like second grade.
Oh yeah.
You got years.
But only about 4 years until I get my period.
Oh my gosh! Isn't that crazy? So
maybe 5 or 4.
Yeah.
Like I could get it when I'm 10 or 11 or any age.
Surprise.
I could get it when I'm 40.
Like Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just turned 40 tomorrow.
I wonder who my first kiss is going to be. Probably some rich guy.
Yeah.
An awesome rich guy.
No. He just has to be a good person that you like and treats you nice. That's it.
And buys you, like maybe some, like...
He doesn't have to buy you anything.
Like our top.
Oh, yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No. Mm-mm.
This is how it works.
No, it's not how it works.
Oh, yes, it
no,
is.
It's not. No, it's not. Just make sure he's really nice. Because being people can buy you stuff and be rich and all that, but that doesn't mean they have your best interest in their heart, you know? You just want someone who has really your best interest in their heart. They want to see you happy. They want to see you strong. They want to see you elevated. They want to see you living life to the fullest. Those are the kind of people you want to be around. And if you happen to fall in love with one, then that's good.
Is that so?
Yeah. It's true. When you listen back to this, when you edit it, you're going to be like, man, wow. Nick is wise right now.
So wise.
Huh. Why would I think that?
Because you're going to listen back to what I'm saying and realize that there's something to be said for that.
He always says that to me.
Why? You know, I love romance and drama, but I really hate kissing.
Yeah. Well, how do you know? Oh, you ain't watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't watching it, too. I'm just like, come on, get a room. Take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill. My sister learned that phrase not yesterday. I think it was actually yesterday. Probably on Monday when it was raining and I didn't have any school.
Uh-huh.
So we went to So we went to a museum and this was after a while or something.
Yeah.
And we went up to the observatory tower and Clara was just running all over the place in circles. And then I got her to come really close to me and then I just grabbed her by the shoulders, pulled her real close, put my face against her face and was like, take a chill pill!
Did it work? No, she got more excited.
Oh yeah, she just got more crazy. You just got more crazy each time.
You're hilarious.
I know I am. I'm the funny queen.
Yes.
Me and my best friend are Silly Millie and Funny Eleanor.
Oh my goodness!
That's pretty good.
Or you could say Sleek Milla and Funny Eleanor. Because we call her Millie, but her real name's Camilla.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a great name. Camilla and Eleanor are great names.
Camilla and Eleanor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just two ladies on the town.
You can say, take a Camille pill.
Camille pills! What an amazing pill!
This is a pretty good podcast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is. One of the best ones there are! If you know what I mean.
I wish they could see you.
I wish they could too.
Yeah, one day.
One day, when I'm in a real podcast,
yes,
they'll see my face, and I'll be like,
"Whoa!"
I'll be the most famous podcaster in the world.
That's amazing.
My name will be Eleanor the Fantastic.
I still can't see you. Okay, well, you can also just say, insert, just anyone who's listening, Eleanor was doing an awesome dance.
I'm doing an awesome dance. La 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 la.
Well, thank you so much for having us on your podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's so fun.
I think the next time we come, we have to do another episode.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'll do a two-parter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask each other. Maybe we'll go around and Nick will ask you a question, you ask me a question, I'll ask Nick a question.
Okay.
Okay, but before we before we end the episode, I just have one thing to say.
What?
Anti-force field fart touch.
No! Oh!
Force field.
Okay, everybody. another funny ending of a beautiful podcast episode. It's probably our longest one ever. Now, bye-bye, everybody. I'm so sad to say bye-bye. No, bye-bye!
I haven't changed enough. I need you to be happy. Need to actually deserve your love. At this point, I can't shake and let the dice roll. I need you as a friend, and we can't be just temporary, girl.
Thank you for listening.
So much for listening. Wow, you guys are good.
And thank you for all the birthday wishes. I'm sure you're sending me in your mind.
Yeah. Thanks for all those DMs you almost considered sending. You know what I mean? You guys are the best. Yeah, if you were ever curious of what the non-true crime episodes are like, they're like this. So we do one a month. We put it up on Patreon. We put it up on Spotify exclusive. Oh, I forgot to say it. We're also, if you want to support the show and you want to like give us a few dollars, but you don't want to do a monthly subscription, we've started putting up our episodes as a digital download on our website. So go to murielsmurders.com/exclusives. I'll put a link in the show notes, and it's like $3 an episode, and you just get like an MP3 of the episode, and you can listen to it without doing like a whole monthly subscription thing. If you listen to every episode, it's definitely better value to just do the subscription, but I get it. People don't want subscriptions,
well, yeah, and there's some like really fun one-offs on there that,
oh yeah.
If you're interested in any particular topic, or, you know, if you want recs of like our favorite episodes that we've put out, you know, we can let you know if there's anything we were like, oh yeah, for sure, download that one. That one's,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, definitely. So anyways, yeah, we do all of our exclusive true crimes. Well, not all of them. Anyways,
we're done.
Okay. We love you guys and thank you and see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.